My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And we are joined right now on our fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years by our friend, our Steelers insider, Ray Fittipaldo, and he is brought to us by your Western PA injury attorneys of LGKG. Build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. Raymond, good morning, buddy. What's up?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well.
We got real football this week, Ray. You excited?
Absolutely. Fly down to Atlanta on Saturday afternoon. 3 of the first 4 on the road. So, yeah, we're getting started right.
I hear they have a bunch of great strip clubs in Atlanta, Ray. Ooh.
You know what I remember about Atlanta from the last trip? This will show you how old I am. They had a great ice cream bar in the press box.
Ice cream bar?
Much more your speed than the strip clubs. And Dora
so
and I, 20 we would
years
never
go. Yeah, 20 years ago, I might have been more interested in the strip club, but yeah.
I hear their legendary place down there has a hell of a chicken wing spread, but
it does.
Yeah. Oh.
Just been multiple times.
Is the chicken? Never mind. Fan Twitter, I'll get a read out of the way. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Ray, are we, even after hearing Mike Tomlin yesterday talk about Troy Faltanu, are we still expecting it to be Broderick Jones on the right, Dan Moore on the left?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it just makes sense. You know, that'd be asking an awful lot of a rookie to come in and really just practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and get ready for his first NFL start after missing, you know, 3.5 weeks. So, yeah, I mean, I think they'll ease Troy into it. You know, Troy still has the chance of dressing. I mean, they need backups along that offensive line, but I fully expect Broderick on the right, Dan Moore on the left. And then after this week, once Troy proves he's good, that's where the intrigue starts, right? You know, does Broderick go to the bench? Does Dan Moore, who's had a really good preseason, go to the bench? That's a nice dilemma to have if you're a coach, because I think all those guys are good players. But, yeah, I think the intrigue is going to start next week.
Ray, Cam Hayward's contract, is there any negatives that you see in this? I mean, there are some people out there that say that this is a disaster of a contract. I don't believe it. I think that this is, on both sides, very favorable and probably really in the direction of where each – side wanted to be. Do you see any negatives in this contract?
Yeah. I mean, the contract was filed last night. Apparently, I looked it up on Over the Cap, and there's no negative whatsoever for the Steelers. I mean, I don't want to say nothing's changed, but nothing's changed really. He was scheduled to make $16 million this year, and he's going to make $16 million this year. The only thing they did was gave him $15 million in a signing bonus. And now he's making $1 million in salary. So there's no money guaranteed beyond 2024. So, you know, when you look at it, you know, if Cam Hayward wants to come back to the Steelers again in 2025, they're probably going to have to, you know, sit down again after the season. So obviously win-win, you know, Cam gets some money up front, Steelers really didn't change a thing on their end. So, I think it's all good for both sides.
I think he's now the 20th highest paid defensive tackle in the National Football League. What are your expectations for Cam this year? And put on your prediction hat, Ray, do you think he'll finish out the 3 years?
Yeah, listen, I think when Cam Hayward is healthy, and really you have to go back to 2022, but really from that stretch from, I think it was 2018 to 2022, I think he was a first-team All-Pro like three times, second-team All-Pro once. When he is healthy, he's really good, and he proved that he could be really good even in his early 30s. Now, I understand there's injuries and there's wear and tear and there's age, but when that guy is right, he can really collapse the pocket and be a force in the middle for that defense. And to predict beyond this year, I think we all have to wait and see how this year goes. You know, if he has 10 sacks and he's really good against the run and he plays all 17 games, then yeah, I think he can come back in 2025 and maybe even 2026. But I think both the Steelers and probably Cam are kind of in wait and see mode to see just how everything goes this year.
Ray, now that this is done, how long until Pat Freiermuth is going to sign on the dotted line?
Yeah, I mean, any day now. It was funny. We were talking to Cam on Monday about these contracts and how, you know, things seem to get done closer to the end of the week than the beginning. Cam got his done, but he also brought up when Cam was young, Troy Polamalu signed his contract right before they got on a flight to Baltimore on a Saturday before they played the Ravens on a Sunday. So I remember Cortez Allen signed like 10 o'clock at night on Saturday, a couple hours before the deadline, the Steelers self-imposed deadline. So I do think it's going to happen. I think Pat obviously is the more important contract here. Probably going to be their number two receiver this year. He's young. He's a good player. So I think that'll get done. But, timetable, probably later this week, I'd say.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Ray, it sounds like they're going to be saving $9 million against the cap this year based on what happened with Cam Hayward's contract. Do you think they're open up for any possibilities, maybe even at the trade deadline, in adding a player at a position in need?
Yeah, I mean, that's always out there. You look at this receiving core. I know Mike talked about it, you know, in glowing terms yesterday, but I think there's still a lot of question marks about that unit. You know, we're going into the season with questions at slot corner, about depth at outside corner. So I know some of that's going to get solved right around the deadline by the return of Cam Sutton, but, you know, there could be issues at other positions that we don't even – know about right now. So that's a good point. Steelers have a lot of cap space. They can do some maneuvering at the trade deadline. I know Omar usually likes to trade for picks, but listen, if they're in contention and they need a body in here to help out, I wouldn't put it past them to go out and get a player either.
Ray, if both quarterbacks were getting paid $1.2 million, who would you want to be your quarterback, Russell Wilson or Kirk Cousins?
Oh, man, that's a good question. I would probably – so here's the thing. I would probably go with Kirk in the regular season, and I would probably want Russ in the playoffs, if that makes any sense. Just because Russ takes care of the ball. He's been on the big stage before, obviously won a Super Bowl. And Kirk Cousins is really good to me, but we all know what it's about in the NFL. You got to win in the playoffs, and that guy's never won in the playoffs. So, I'd probably go with Russ. I mean, if you want to pin me down, but Kirk Cousins is really good. I wouldn't put it past him to put up 303 TDs on the Steelers on Sunday. I mean, that guy's been doing it for a long time.
Ray Fittipaldo with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Ray, if the Steelers win on Sunday, what's it look like? Because I feel like they can really only win one way right now, and that's running the ball, playing defense, which is not dissimilar to the way it's been the last 3 years.
I know that's probably going to disappoint a lot of fans who want to see a different type of offense. It is going to be different. It's going to be well-constructed. It's going to have some thought behind the play calls. But, 23-20, 20-17, I mean, that's the way this is designed to work. And especially early in the season with the way these injuries are, you're going to want to run the football. You don't want to be second long, third and long with this young offensive line having the pass protect. So, I think it'll be conservative, low scoring, and like Mike Tomlin says, win it in the fourth quarter. I think that's the way it's probably going to turn out if they get the W.
Ray, who's going to stand out? Who's going to be the star of the game for the Steelers if they do run their offense or even their defense the way that we're thinking they're going to do it?
I know he was kind of ignored throughout the offseason and maybe even disrespected, but I'm going to go Najee Harris. And I know Jalen says he's going to be ready for Sunday, but they're taking it really slow with him. So even if he does play, guys, I don't think it'll be his normal workload. So I think we might see old Najee here, 70% of the touches, maybe even playing more on third downs if Jalen is a little hampered by that hamstring injury. So I think it could be a big day for Najee.
Ray, really good stuff, man. Next time we talk, we'll have a game to break down, man. We're finally here.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend. I'll see you.
Enjoy the chicken wings. See if they'll nice pin you down.
Ice cream.
Ice cream.
Oh, that's right. That's right. He's getting the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I ever wanted to eat at a strip club.
You would if you went to one of these ones down
that
at
that good,
ATL.
Huh?
Yes. Yes.
We used to, on my old show that nobody listened to, even though I thought it was a good show, shocker, we used to pretend like we would go to the Super Bowl every year. We would pretend we were at Radio Row, and we had Colby Armstrong on talking Penguins. And we said, Colby, we're in Atlanta, and we're having a great time. He said, oh, you got to go. You boys got to go over to that strip club with the chicken wings. I'm like, okay, well, we'll send you a picture from when we get there. He thought we were really there. Like, he wasn't in on the joke. You got to get over to that strip club. They got all that chicken wings.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.